With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. So far, two commercial ships have gotten through the Strait of Hormuz, despite Iranian drone and missile launches trying to shut down President Trump's Project Freedom. No vessels were hit by the Iranian fire, although the U.S. military did sink six small Iranian boats. The president, asked by the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt about red lines with Iran and what it will take to make a deal.
Do we have to get back the highly enriched uranium? Is that a red line for a deal?
Yes, we do.
Do they have to cap their missile production?
And by the way, from a standpoint of value, it's not very valuable. Probably can't be used. They may not be able to get it because, you know, despite they love to say, oh, maybe these great pilots didn't do their job. In the dead of night at 1 o'clock in the morning with no moon, every single bomb went down those air shafts. It's the most incredible. Totally, you know, I use the word obliterated, and the Atomic Energy Commission agreed with me.
We are now down to the third tier of Iranian leadership, with the previous leaders taken out by the U.S. and Israel. In the nation's capital,
the Secret Service says a man was spotted carrying a gun near the White House complex Monday afternoon. Deputy Director Matthew Quinn.
Upon making contact, that individual fled briefly on foot, withdrew a firearm, and fired in the direction of our agents and officers. They returned fire and engaged. That individual was hit. He's since been transported to the hospital.
Quinn says one bystander was also hit
by the suspect. That individual, it's a juvenile, did not sustain any life-threatening injuries, but he's also receiving treatment at the hospital.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Federal judge has apologized to Cole Allen, the judge voicing concern over the alleged would-be presidential assassin's treatment in jail. Dow futures up 121. This is SRN News. The Mayo Clinic has a warning about gambling.
The Rochester, Minnesota-based medical center says gambling can devolve into an uncontrollable urge to keep gambling despite the toll it takes on one's life. The recent easing of restrictions on sports gambling have unfortunately made the problem worse, particularly for young men. It can also lead to mental health issues, anxiety, and depression. Denominations such as the Southern Baptist Convention have condemned the increase in sports betting in society, and as the industry continues to grow, addressing these issues through regulation and public awareness is crucial. John Scott reporting.
Veteran WNBA star Ingrid Cunningham is celebrating two events in her life. She pocketed a new one-year $665,000 contract with the Indiana Fever, and she told of her recent baptism and recommitment to Christ. This in an April 14th post was made on TikTok. This is SRN News. More now on the judge's apology offered to an alleged would-be presidential assassin.
Cole Allen has been in federal custody since a prosecutor said he attempted to crash the White House Correspondents' Dinner and kill President Trump along with other high-level government officials. Magistrate Judge Zia Faruqui told the Department of Corrections attorney that he was, quote, fascinated and disturbed by Allen's treatment in jail. Allen was placed on suicide watch when he was first imprisoned. Prosecutor Jocelyn Ballantyne reasoned that since Allen told investigators he did not expect to survive the alleged attack, he could be a danger to himself. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Television and movie actors have reached a tentative four-year contract agreement with the studios and streaming services. That deal must still be approved by their union's board of directors and then ratified by the rank-and-file membership. If approved, it would prevent a repeat of the 2023 actors' strike. More details, srnnews.com.